Well, thank you for joining us today on Tetelestai. We are continuing to look at the subject, are you prepared for the final battle, and examining different types of evidence that indicate to us that there is a high probability of what John predicted in Revelation 27, in Revelation 20, verse 7, concerning the loosing of Satan from his being bound from holding the nations in deception that took place at the cross and allowed the gospel to go forth, and that we're trying to see if there is a possibility that this loosing took place somewhere in the last 100 years or so. Because again, we're not told how long the period of time is from his loosing until he's able to gather the nations up to make one final push against the people of God. We're not told any of that. We're just told that after a significant period of time, which John uses in the number 1,000 in the book of Revelation chapter 20, that this is how long the binding lasts. And again, because much of Revelation is symbolic, and there's allegory, there's metaphor, there are apocalyptic images there. They are symbols, physical symbols of spiritual realities. This period of 1,000 is a long period, complete period of time. But after this long, complete period of time, we're not told exactly how many centuries that would be. He's loosed, and he's going to launch one final assault against the people of God. And we've been looking at, you know, different kinds of evidence that seem to indicate that this loosing may have already taken place. The moral status of the world, the spiritual status of the church, the status of persecution against the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, both Jew and Gentile, which has grown phenomenally, exponentially, just in the 20th century alone, as well as anti-Semitism against the Jewish people. And that would be on the rise, and of course, it most certainly is. We've also seen that the founding and restoration of Israel to the land is another piece of evidence. Then we've looked at the global preparations for a one-world government, a one-world currency, numbers of groups globally that are pushing. And of course, we see this right now. There is a huge push for global government and global currency, which gives whoever the anti-Messiah will be the arm, the vehicle, the avenue to monitor, to control, to rule over a majority of people in the world. Of course, they're going to have to swear allegiance to him and to his system, but nonetheless, doesn't mean everybody in the world's going to do it. Every nation's going to fall in line. No, there's going to be factions. There's going to be divided groups who are not going to give allegiance to the anti-Messiah. But a fair number of nations will. And we talked about this yesterday, the push for global government and a currency in the world. And we know all the number of groups. And there's plenty of charts online that you can look up to see the number of groups that are pushing for this. World Economic Forum is probably the biggest one right now that's most vocal, most evident. But you have a whole lot of groups that are behind the scenes working toward this one final push toward world government. And then one of the other things that's interesting is that the book of Daniel tells us something that will happen in the last days, in those days leading up to the return of the Messiah and during the time of the birth pangs that Jesus spoke of in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. One of the things that Daniel is told in Daniel 12, verse 1, now at that time, Michael, the great prince who stands guard over the sons of your people, will stand, and there will be a time of distress such as never happened since there was a nation until that time. And at that time, your people, everyone who is found written in the book, will be rescued. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the ground will awake, these to everlasting life, but the others to reproach and everlasting contempt. And those who have insight will shine brightly like the brightness of the expanse of heaven, and those who lead the many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But as for you, Daniel, conceal these words and seal up the book until the time of the end. many will go to and fro, and knowledge will increase. This is interesting that Daniel is told that one of the signs that is pointing to the end is the increase of knowledge. And as we talked about, the ability to not only know things, but the application of that knowledge will be used to control people, to manipulate, to bring dictatorial powers over their life. Right now, there is a global surveillance system set up that Nero would and Hitler would have, you know, been frothing at the mouth to have in their day. You can't go anywhere without being monitored, observed, seen, viewed, your activities online, viewed, your phone calls, you know, monitored, your messages, monitored, your posts on Facebook and Instagram and all of these other platforms, monitored. It's all monitored. Your banking account, monitored. Your expenditures, monitored. Where you go, monitored. When you get in a car, monitored. Everything is monitored. But it's based off of knowledge. And Daniel is told that knowledge will increase. Now, the acceleration of knowledge has been a constant companion through the centuries of progress and innovation. And there was something known as the knowledge doubling curve. It was a concept that was introduced by Buckminster Fuller in 1982, and it really encapsulates this phenomena. Now, his theory posited that human knowledge, which took about a century to double in the year 1900, was doubling every 25 years by the end of World War II. Today, that pace is even more staggering. On average, human knowledge is now doubling not every 25 years, but every 13 months. But even more surprising is with the burgeoning influence of the internet and, of course, now artificial intelligence, we're swiftly approaching a point where knowledge could double literally every 12 hours. Not days, not months or years, hours, that human knowledge is doubling that quickly. This is a sign. And with the rise of artificial intelligence, as with anything technological, technology can be used. It's amoral. It can be used for good or it can be used for evil. It can be used for positive things to help people and benefit society and benefit the world, or it can be used to destroy, to control, to bring dictatorial powers over our life. It just depends on in whose hands that technology resides and who's behind that technology. Well, with the increase of knowledge and the exponential rise of artificial intelligence, this is something that, you know, we as believers, the church should be seizing upon artificial intelligence, using it for the benefit of the kingdom of God, programming and, you know, doing those kinds of things with artificial intelligence to be a blessing to the world, not a curse. But what we're finding is the enemy has his hands all over this bit of technology. And I am greatly concerned that we're going to see it used in nefarious ways against the Church of Jesus Christ and against the Jewish people in these final days that will be leading up to the return of the Messiah. That in and of itself, just from the book of Daniel and the increase of knowledge, is another piece of evidence. This would be Exhibit G in our court case to demonstrate that very possibly we have seen the loosing of the enemy and we are nearing the time of the intensity of birth pangs picking up again like we've never seen before, that will culminate in the birth of the new age of Messiah, of the return of the King. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, thanks for joining us today. We will continue looking at more evidence tomorrow, presenting more exhibits that are pointing toward this reality of the enemy being loosed, and us moving toward the time of the return of our Messiah and our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. May the grace, the joy, the peace, and the love of God fill your life to overflowing today. And Lord willing, we will see you again tomorrow.